You're listening to 89.7 WTBR FM, and you're watching on Pittsfield Community Television. This is WTBR's In the Key Of, and my name is Tony Lee Thomas. So good to see you guys. Thanks for joining us. Here's a story from back in the day about my first trip into the desert of the Southwest. The sun went down, the air was heavy, my bags were light. We set out from California on a Tuesday night. There are no borders in the desert, no Arizona, no New Mexico. It's just the heat that plays the eye as it hits the road. They say twisters need certain circumstances to spin faster, and I made you. You were my catalyst for disaster, and now I'm spinning faster. Yeah, you were the storm of the century, and your eye drew me slyly in the wind. But when you stared out in the face of a storm like yours, you don't make it out the same way you made it in. And you gotta give it up, 'cause you never thought that you'd be giving in, yeah. Never had a problem with goodbye, the parting of ways. I never look for greener grass if I can just sit down in the middle of a purple haze. Oh, yeah. Just when I thought it was over, she caught me further on up the road. She said,
what you're looking for, but I can surely help you carry that load. And I said, baby, there's a reason that I don't make promises when I walk out through my walking alone, yeah. I'll put the memory of you might weigh down upon my shoulders, and those memories are the only things I can truly call my own. You were the star, and I have the century, and your eye drew me slyly in the wind. But when you stare down the face of a storm like yours, you don't make it out the same way you made it in. You got to give it up, 'cause you never thought that giving in,
This is a walk down memory lane. Takes us back here in my hometown of Pittsfield. Still Pittsfield proud. Where I grew up with my little sister, who was always my best friend. And eventually I wrote her song and I put it on my second album, In Love and War. So this is a song that goes out to my little sister Olive called Sister Song.
All good.
love this. All right, well, what fun is life without a little risk? For you guitar aficionados out there, I'm going to take a little risk by retuning this guitar. For those of you learning guitar, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So I'm going to play the last couple of tunes in a standard tuning, but I'm going to see if I can catch the right notes for an open D chord. There are a few different ways to do that. And I call this risky business for a couple of reasons. One is that I don't always get it quite right, which is okay. And two is an old horror movie from the 90s I saw where a poltergeist started tuning a piano and the piano string broke out of the piano and slashed some pretty lady in the face. And I always feel like that's going to happen to me when I do this. Well, I did that for this song that I wrote that I'm going to play for you called The Bravest. And I wrote this when I was reminiscing about serving in the United States Army and how before social media and connectivity and the information age, we used to keep in touch with our loved ones by writing letters with a pen and a paper. And that was called stationery, and it was actually standard issue. You'd get stationery to write letters to your family with. So being separated from the people that you love, one of the things you dream about often is seeing them again, and the best thing you can do is write them a letter. So I wrote a song about that. And this isn't just for all of our servicemen and women, but also their families who have to contend with all the emotions around knowing that their loved ones are in harm's way. This is a song called The Bravest. There's a passageway up in my brain that no one knows about, and I walk through to come see you when I'm feeling down and out. Your smile is like the sun to me through the mist of Monterey. Monterey, California. Those were the days. Twice you went to war, and you twice came back alive. Twice I found I haven't had the guts to tell you why. I think about you all the time, wishing you were mine. Surely you're the bravest. Just let me be your knight. Oh, when you ride out, notwithstanding glory and danger alike, I'll show you that my aim is true. I'll never leave your side. So I close my mouth and listen, cause I've been saving ammunition. Now you're all I ever had to reach your heart. I thought that I had courage, but I just had nothing left to lose. I see you and I don't know what to say or what to do. Your smile is like the sun to me, and I must seem the fool. As for what I learned of love, Well, it's a desert if you think how 10 years can evaporate just as fast as you can blink. And every day without you is a mile without a drink. Well, surely you're the bravest. Just let me be your knight. And when you ride out, notwithstanding glory and danger alike, I'll show you that my aim is true. I'll never leave your side. So I'll tell anyone who will listen that I've been saving ammunition. Nouns, adverbs, and prepositions, they're all I ever had to reach your a passageway up in my brain that no one knows about, and I walk through to come see you when I'm feeling down and out. Your smile is like the sun to me through the mist of Monterey. Monterey, yeah, California. Those were the days. Something like that. Well, I'm wondering if the powers that be, the wizards behind the curtain, might be, I don't know, can I go off script? There was a song I was thinking about, maybe I can play that one instead of the other switcheroo I already pulled on you. You know, sometimes these guys work so hard and there's so much going on in here to make a show like this happen. You know, if you throw them a curveball, you're really kind of sometimes throwing people under the bus. So much respect and appreciation for you guys and all your hard work. This is amazing. This is going to take me a second to get her back in tune, of course. Gods of rock and roll must be with us. Well, I learned this song mostly for my little daughter. She's just a little over 1.5 years old. And her name appears in this song. We named her Phoenix. This is a song by one of my favorite writers by the name of Ani DiFranco. So I'm going to give it a try. This is a song called 32 Flavors.
Squint your eyes and look closer. I'm not between you and your ambition. I'm a poster girl with no poster. And I am 32 flavors and then some. Both my parents taught me about goodwill. I have done well by their names. Just the kindness I lavish on strangers is more than I can explain. Still, there's many who turned out their porch lights just so I would think they were not home, and hid in the dark of their windows till I passed and left them alone. Put your eyes and look closer. I'm not between you and your ambition. I'm a poster girl with no poster. I am 32 flavors and then some. Beyond your peripheral vision, so you might want to turn your head. Cause someday you're gonna get hungry and eat most of the words that you said. Well, God help you if you are an ugly girl. Of course, too pretty's also your doom. Everyone harbors a secret hatred for the prettiest girl in the room. And God help you if you are a phoenix and you dare to rise up from the edge. 1,000 eyes will smolder with jealousy while you are just flying past. Flying past. And look closer. I'm not between you and your ambition. I'm a poster girl with no poster. I am 32 flavors and then some. And I'm beyond your peripheral vision. So you might want to turn your head. Cause someday you're gonna be starving and eating all of the words that you sing.
I suppose we're getting close on time here, which means I think we got just enough time for one or two more. Let's see if I can get this thing a little closer. It's always the B string that throws me for a loop because my first guitar was kind of a fixer-upper, and the intonation was off on the B string. So it trained my ear very young to hear the wrong note slightly. Well, this is a song I wrote back in something like 2011. And it was about a silly thing that had happened. I think anytime people resort to violence represents a failure of human intellect. But the whole thing seemed so ridiculous that I couldn't very well name it after anything from reality, so I did what all geeks do, and I named it after my favorite science fiction antihero, which is why this song is called The Ballad of Hans Olo. Just in case you know who is listening, calling his attorneys.
Save the day, and it was amazing how the price that I paid. When I only ever wanted the best for you, a little darling. I'll never ask you for a thing in return. And yeah, I don't regret a single crash, the flats or wrong turns. Sometimes it takes hard lines to show you what is true. Ain't that right? So maybe I can't promise much. No, not for sure. Well, I promise you this once more. I love you for one day. Darling, tickets are selling. I'm gonna bring you 10. I'll follow you to North Adams and I'll fly right back to Pittsfield again. And if the sun is beating down, well, I'll be your cold brew. So maybe I can't promise much, no, not for sure. Oh, mama, I'll promise you this once and more. I love you for one day, as forever. I'm always thinking about you, and I can't be without you anymore. So, if you're fighting battles, you know you can win. If you need someone to show you how a fool rushes in, if you need me to kill or die, then that's just what I'll do. My little darling. So maybe I can't promise much, no, not for sure.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight here on Pittsfield Community Television, or maybe you're listening on WTBR. My name is Tony Lee Thomas. I want to thank everybody working here at the station for putting in all their hard work to make this all sound and look so good. But I can't, of course, in good conscience, leave without acknowledging that being here in the studio after so many years is kind of a homecoming for me. And this is also one of the only places in the world that I get, well, how do I put this? Maybe a little starstruck. You see, when I was a poor boy in Pittsfield and I was renting a room in kind of a silly little house on 4th Street across the street from Silver Lake, you know, I used to get home real late, 3 in the morning, after getting paid peanuts to play all night in a beer slog dive bar someplace. My only comfort was, of course, my favorite show in the whole world, which was known as Geeks with Issues. And I used to watch it religiously, and I really came to follow my buddies Tuck the Geek Master and old Trevor there. And God forbid, they had to do a fundraising pledge drive, which was known as the Battle for Dysentery, Battle Against Dysentery. Hopefully it was a battle against dysentery. Nobody's really for dysentery, and if you are, then I don't know how your life's going. Anyway, the point is, these guys would play Oregon Trail for 3 straight days, which was one of my favorite old games to play on the Apple IIc, or the Apple IIe, if you happen to be rich, back in 1983. Anyway, as fate would have it, a fellow named Norm Schaefer invited me down here to the station for the first time to play on a show he called Acoustic Voices, and I walk in, and I'm coming down the hallway, and who comes the other way but the Geek Master himself, Mr. Matthew Tucker. And I got weak in the knees. I got a little nervous. I didn't know what to say to the guy, and I started gushing like a fan in front of Tom Cruise or Arnold Schwarzenegger or something. I was like, oh my God, Tuck, I swear to God, I've been watching him. I'm a huge fan, and it's an honor to meet you, and I just hope, you know, that someday maybe I can, I don't know, shake your hand or something. And it was like, security. But I also always had this fantasy of writing a movie soundtrack or a theme song to a show, so eventually I got up the courage to put a few chords and a few words together, and that'll be the last song I bother you guys with tonight. This is a song I wrote for the Geeks back in the day. Maybe if we petition hard enough, we can get the Geeks to come out of retirement, put that show back on the air. You guys would be doing me a huge favor.
used to think that anything was possible. I thought that I could be a king or Caesar, but I don't need all of that gold or silver. That's how I know that I'm a true believer. Some people want to climb a corporate ladder, the TPS reports, politics and schemes. Thanks to my chainsaw, my cubicle is firewood. Now I'm living in a basement of dreams. So when you need your high speed faster, I'll be your friendly neighborhood webmaster. You better get to bed early, cause you're gonna need your rest. But I'll be up all night, alright, saving the princess. Yeah, I said we'll eat your tracking cookies and we'll burn down your Trojan horse. And the man, the hero, may it lead to the Triforce. Bond's got Chinese food named after him. Yeah, he was the man back in the day. But then they came out with this thing they call the internet. Now all the geeks, they're working at the CIA. Now all the geeks got wicked hot girlfriends with PhDs and pretty, pretty red hair. They don't worry about the jocks and the prom kings, because they know the truth out there. Levers have an elf sin, a level 69 disaster. I'll be your friendly neighborhood webmaster. Challenge me, pick your game, take a shot. There is no try, only do and do not. Wow, you can meet me in the town of War City. Somewhere in the cube continuum. So put away your tissues. Yeah, cause there's a geek in your face and this geek's got issues. Geeks, 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 yeah. Thank you guys for having me. I'm Tony Lee Thomas. I hope everybody's well out there. Come join us again sometime here on Pittsfield Community Television, or possibly listen in on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield. Catch you next time.